I want to give the audience a song that they can perform.
What's the lyric?
The highly anticipated movie Bohemian Rhapsody shares the story behind Queen frontman Freddie Mercury and the band's iconic anthem. It debuts this fall, but it's already getting some Oscar buzz. Other films expected to have a big impact at the box office include A Star is Born, featuring Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, and First Man, which follows Neil Armstrong's pioneering journey to the moon. Fandango's managing editor Eric Davis is here with a look at the fall movies. So, but let's start with the music movies. Bohemian Rhapsody, A Star is Born.
Yeah.
Is this must-see stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and this just speaks to a trend that we've been seeing the last couple of years with La La Land and The Greatest Showman. These movies that aren't necessarily musicals, but they're very much driven by their music. Bohemian Rhapsody. Story here is Rami Malek. I mean, he is already being predicted as a Best Actor frontrunner. The film will chronicle the band in the years leading up to that legendary Live Aid performance in 1985. Malek has won an Emmy for TV's Mr. Robot. This would be his first acting Oscar, voted number two most anticipated movie in a survey of over 1,000 moviegoers we did at Fandango. And a fun fact about this film, Mike Myers, who famously lip-synced Bohemian Rhapsody in Wayne's World, he has a role in this film as a record executive.
Oh, he looks just like Freddie Mercury.
He does, yeah.
Why did they? I started seeing trailers for this. I cannot wait to see it. But I started seeing it this summer, if not in the spring.
Yeah.
Why did they start promoting this so soon? Do they really think this is going to be a
big I mean, I think some of these big form movies that they think have high Oscar chances, they sort of get out in front of them and promote them as early as they possibly can. And so this is a film that Queen fans have wanted to see for a very long time.
Yeah.
It's a movie that took a long time to come to fruition. And so I think there's a lot of people that are very excited.
And a lot of people are going to be excited if they like horror films, too.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Come Halloween. Tell us what we can expect.
Yeah, Halloween. This is one of, I think, my most anticipated movies of the fall season. This one forgets about all of the other Halloween sequels that we've seen. It is a direct sequel to the original Halloween. John Carpenter, who directed that original, which I think is the scariest movie of all time, he returns to compose a new score for this film. Highly acclaimed director, a guy named David Gordon Green, he directs. He teamed up with Danny McBride, the actor, to make this movie. I've seen a sequence in this film a couple of months ago. I was so frightened. I was literally on top of my buddy next to me. And I don't get that way. I see all these movies. I think this has the makings to be the big breakout horror hit of the season, similar to the way it was last year.
Wow. And you actually enjoy that sensation?
I love it.
You know,
I love
for it.
I love movies that are frightening, not less gory. I'm not a gory guy, but if it's frightening and it's giving you chills and you're on the edge of your seat, there's nothing better than that, I think, in a horror movie.
Talk to us about First Man, starring Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
What is the controversy about the flag on the moon?
Well, there's people are talking about the kind of sequence on the moon. I don't want to be vague here because I don't want to spoil the end of the movie, but the fact that the planting of the flag is not in the movie. And why that is, and I've spoken to people on the ground at the Telluride Film Festival who just watched this film, who've told me that there's American flags all over this movie.
Yep.
But what this movie is, it very much told from the point of view of Neil Armstrong. It's a very personal movie. It's about his journey leading up to that mission to the moon. And so it's told from his point of view. It's about his family, what he was going through. And so I think when they get to that moon, when he takes those steps, they're looking at what's going through his mind in those moments. You know, a lot of people forget Neil Armstrong had a daughter who died just a few years before he took this mission. And so I think this film tackles a lot of personal sort of demons that he was going through. Who was this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't consider himself a hero.
Mm-hmm.
Was sort of just kind of getting the job done.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, his family, Claire Foy, plays his wife. She is already being talked about for an Oscar. She's going to have a big fall. Also the new Elizabeth Salander and Girl in the Spider's Web. So I think that it's important to see this movie and to see the context of how it's being framed. Damien Chazelle, last time we saw him, and Ryan Gosling, who plays Neil Armstrong.
La La Land.
La La Land, 14 Oscar nominated.
Damien Chazelle is an incredible director, and I'm hearing amazing things about this film. I've not seen it, but a lot of people who are criticizing it haven't seen it either.
No, people haven't seen this film. It played at the Venice Film Festival and the Telluride Film Festival, so only a small group of people have seen this movie, and everyone who has seen this movie have kind of said, you know what, see the context of the film. I think it's very emotional. Those moments when he steps onto the moon, from what I have been told, are very emotional moments because you're with him in this personal journey.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are crying. They're saying it's riveting. I can't wait to see it.
And as you said, there are flags throughout the movie.
There are flags throughout.